This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on Hurricane Florence as it heads towards the east coast of the United States.
Florence is strengthening this morning. The maximum winds are up to 105 miles per hour.
But the bottom line, according to Eric Blake at the National Hurricane Center, is...
Interest in the southeastern and mid-Atlantic states should closely monitor the progress of Florence.
Governors in Virginia, North Carolina, and South Carolina have already declared states of emergency. It's expected to hit the East Coast sometime late Thursday. Longtime CBS CEO Les Moonves says he's, quote, deeply saddened to have to be leaving the company after a growing number of sexual misconduct accusations against him. A dozen women have now accused him of misconduct, including six whose claims just went public over the weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. New research from Bank of America finds women entrepreneurs are leading the charge in the transition to digital. Driving adoption of mobile devices to process payments and managing transactions at higher rates than men. Sharon Miller, head of small business at Bank of America, discusses findings from the 2018 Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight.
Over the next 5 years, half of all entrepreneurs anticipate a complete transition to digital payments. Women are at the forefront of this shift by using their mobile tools to grow their business. This is one of the key findings that show women entrepreneurs are optimistic about the year ahead.
In the year ahead, 58% of women entrepreneurs expect their revenue to increase, up 14% from 2017. Several key growth indicators, such as hiring and economic optimism, are also on the rise. For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
New York City will mark the 17th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks with a number of events tomorrow, including the September 11th Memorial and Museum, holding its annual ceremony on the 9/11 Memorial Plaza at the World Trade Center site to remember the nearly 3,000 people who died in those attacks. And houses of worship across the Big Apple will be tolling their bells in conjunction with the first moment of silence at 8:46 a.m., the time when the first plane hit the North Tower. Another successful launch and landing for SpaceX as a Falcon 9 booster that lifted off from Cape Canaveral early this morning, then found its way to a SpaceX drone ship.
And we're waiting for confirmation on first stage on the drone ship. We don't have a view, but we hear recovery calling out Falcon 9 has landed.
It put a satellite in orbit, and this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump will be traveling to Western Pennsylvania to commemorate tomorrow's anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. He'll be at the Flight 93 National Memorial, about an hour and a half southeast of Pittsburgh. Passengers and crew members overpowered hijackers crashing that jetliner into a field in that vicinity. The impact of Hurricane Florence is one of the factors that will be determining the price of gasoline this upcoming week, while the other is that refiners will be allowed to produce a different kind of blend starting on this next Saturday, the 15th. Here's more from John Clemens.
The prolonged heavy rainfall, the storm surge, and the exact timing of the hurricane will all be a factor this week. Patrick Tahan of GasBuddy.com gives us the national average as of right now.
The national average tacking on 1.4 cents a gallon in the last week, rising to $2.84 per gallon.
The other factor is that the EPA will allow refiners to change from the cleaner burning product that helps with the ozone during the summer months and begin producing the so-called winter blend as of Saturday.
And singer Olivia Newton-John is fighting cancer for a third time. The 69-year-old singer and actress telling an Australian TV show yesterday there's a tumor at the base of her spine, but she is undergoing treatment and is determined to survive it. Remember, we're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there waiting for you. Megan Barth is with us as usual, national spokesperson for the MediaEqualizer.com, founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. We're going to talk about the Sunday TV news shows. Lots to talk about and so little time as usual. Ms. Megan, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Back on the East Coast, keeping an eye on several hurricanes coming through the Atlantic just for fun, you know? What can you say?
Well, you know, I was just talking about that on a previous show right before this one, and my dad lives in North Carolina. Mm. And I don't know if this is a new phenomenon, but it seems like the governors of many states are declaring a national emergency when there's just a whiff of wind and a hurricane about 100 miles or 200 miles off the coast. I mean, there's something to be said about preparedness, and I think Rick Scott did a very good job in preparing Florida. Mm-hmm. But there seems to be this knee-jerk reaction that every, you know, potential devastating hurricane is defaulted as a national emergency. And there have been more kind of duds, I would say, in the last hurricane season. We did have three huge ones, mm-hmm. Puerto Rico, Houston, and Florida. But many of the others ended up not being as dangerous as they had anticipated. But I just think this rush to declare a national emergency is a little premature.
Well, several observations from my point of view, coming from the West, and having, you know, I've been here on the East Coast for 4 years, and so I've only had to deal with a few of them. But observation here is when a hurricane is coming through, it's like the Super Bowl. They spend 10 days hyping this thing up, and I'm going, do you guys realize, particularly here in Florida, you know, there's a lot of seniors here. I'm not sure you want to throw them all into cardiac arrest. But with each report, Megan, it's interesting. They just keep hyping it up, and they make it sound worse than the previous one. It gets a bit fearful, and you get 10 days of this stuff, you know, where it's all being hyped up.
Right. And then, it might start as a Category 5 or a 4 mm-hmm. when it's hundreds of miles offshore. And by the time that it hits the coast, it's usually around a 2,
yes.
which is basically downgraded to a tropical storm. So you have, all of these mass evacuations. I just don't remember, like you said, being 2 weeks premature and having all of this hysteria. This seems to be a new phenomenon.
Well, maybe it might be a governmental thing. You know, the bureaucracy, we've learned in the past, it can move slow. They're moving a lot quicker. And as you said, Governor Scott in Florida has done an outstanding job. Some of the other governors that, you know, they've gone through this thing. This isn't their first rodeo. And, you know, maybe that's all part and parcel, that somehow you, if you declare a national emergency, it triggers, you know, some logistical things that need to be done. And I guess better to be, warned and prepared than otherwise, because probably some things kick in to play, and that's probably why, you know, the early sound on that. But I'm with you on it. I think it's, you know, we maybe need to do a better way, but more discussion needs to be had on that. But, you know, I'm glad you pointed that out. Hey, let's take a look at what happened on the Sunday TV news shows with Mike Wallace. Vice President Pence spent a good amount of time, you know, breaking it down for Mike Wallace with some of the questions that came out regarding, of course, the infamous New York Times, you know, anonymous op-ed.
Yeah, and, you know, this is, of course, the new dog bone that the press, the mutts in the press, can't seem to get enough of, and this recycling of this anonymous op-ed. You know, we can't forget that the New York Times hired an outward racist as one of their editorial board members. And so all of these editorial board members have the luxury, including the racist, of remaining anonymous. And this is very troubling. You have someone either within the White House or within the alphabet bureaucracies who is unelected, who believes it's their duty to undermine his commander-in-chief.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you call that but sedition?
Exactly.
I'm having a hard time coming up with any other word, especially when I look at the definition of sedition, when I look at the federal court federal code related to seditious conspiracy. It's the textbook example of sedition. When you look at the synonym and the synonyms of sedition, one synonym that comes up is resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who is embracing resistance? Who keeps hashtagging resist every time they talk about President Trump? Well, it's the left, the leaders on the left, and their lackeys.
Exactly.
As we witnessed at the Kavanaugh hearings, whereby there were 212 arrests, and many of these resistors were paid by Democrat leaders and their agencies that they work through. So when you look at this anonymous op-ed, we don't know where it came from. Like I said, we don't know if it's some alphabet agency, some leftover Obama lackey, maybe some lifelong bureaucrat that has served under a few different presidents. But this is not their job. They weren't elected to make policy. They were appointed or have remained in a position, and they have a duty to serve. And they have not only a duty to serve their commander-in-chief, but the American people who elected and duly elected and fairly elected the commander-in-chief.
Well, and we're trusting the New York Times that, in fact, it is a White House senior official. I mean, we're going to take their word for it because the New York Times has been so credible previously. I mean, I got to tell you, Megan, if they blow this one, I mean, already they're putting their brand at risk on this by printing this op-ed piece. I mean, this is clearly a hit piece, and it is all at the doorstep of the New York Times. This isn't some accident. This is a purposeful thing that they have done on the people. And you talk about sedition, you know, they're part and parcel of this whole situation here. And, you know, and again, we find ourselves, again, doing the comparative of would this have happened under a Barack Obama administration?
Well, absolutely not, because we didn't even have people within the Barack Obama administration that came forward when Barack Obama and his administration were wiretapping journalists, when they were spying on journalists. Nobody at the New York Times was writing anonymously, or within the Obama administration were writing anonymously about the abuse of power that the executive branch was using against journalists. that were reporting some negative information about the administration. I mean, James Rosen, for example, his parents were wiretapped.
Exactly.
When he was sitting at Fox News, and his computer was tapped as well. Cheryl Atkinson, another journalist, that put her neck on the line to expose the truth about Benghazi. And so no one at the New York Times seemed to care about the abuse of power under that administration, now did they?
No, not at all. And, of course, as we know, because he told us such, that his administration was absolutely scandal-free. Megan Barth is with us. We've got more from Megan on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're coming at 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
I'm going home, where the streets are golden, every shade is broken.
Way You Like Is fresh and very independent Monday through Friday, right here from 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Our conversation with the one and only Megan Barth continues. It's always great to have Megan with us, national spokesperson for MediaEqualizer.com and founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Well, over the weekend, a lot of talk about, the Democrats. I just don't understand how desperate they are. I mean, they talk about how much enthusiasm they have. It's an all-time high, but yet they look at bringing all guns to the situation, and let's bring Barack Obama. And if you look in the past, I think the thing to consider here, Megan, is Barack Obama has not necessarily been very effective. He can get himself, elected and reelected, but he doesn't do much with any down ticket. And even, he wasn't very successful with Brexit, certainly wasn't successful in trying to oust, Bibi Netanyahu in Israel. But here he is. He's on the road again. Then you were telling me that there was a report that he was in Anaheim over the weekend, and he didn't draw many people. I mean, it's almost like a Hillary Clinton rally.
Yeah, exactly. And, I was looking for that on the break, and I finally found it right before we went live here. And this comes from Think Progress. I mean, this is a far left publication. Mm-hmm. Only 750 people, according to Think Progress and some other outlets, showed up for this quote-unquote rally in Angels Stadium. Angels Stadium is huge.
Yes.
Tens of thousands of people can sit there, and one unique
thing. Yeah, the capacity, I think, is like 56,000, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, and one unique thing about Angels Stadium is that it's accessible by train, which is one of the very few places in Southern California that you can get to by train.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't blame the traffic. Certainly on trying to get to Angel Stadium. So only 750 people showed up. Let's not forget, and this is a stadium that Donald Trump would definitely sell out. I mean, mm-hmm. We look at what happens in Minnesota or any rally that he's been to, and you have people, tens of thousands of people waiting in line, trying to get in, waiting in the rain. Barack Obama in sunny Southern California, can't even draw 1,000 people. Mm-hmm. This is indicative of the quote-unquote blue wave that we're supposed to expect in November, which is nothing but a contrived notion by the left to dissuade Republicans from showing up at the polls.
Mm-hmm.
But we also can't forget that Barack Obama was solely responsible for decimating the Democrat Party by losing over 1,000 seats. 1,000 Democrat seats during his reign. Barack Obama can only blame himself for the Donald Trump presidency because people rose up in defiance against the socialist policies that were instituted by Barack Obama, mainly Obamacare,
mm-hmm.
and wanted the swamp drained and wanted all of the regulations gone and wanted their crumbs back, as Nancy Pelosi calls tax cuts. And so Barack Obama hails that the economy is doing great under Donald Trump, but then takes credit for the great economy. I really don't care who's taking credit for the great economy on the Democrat side. The voters know that the economy is doing well because we have a new president and one that they elected.
Well, and what they realize is how many times did Barack Obama lie to them? So why would he not continue to lie to them to try to take credit? I mean, we know, Megan, when there was a shift from George Bush to Bill Clinton, all the economists said that George Bush and the Republican Party had set stuff up. So Bill Clinton got to come in and clean the table. And they give Bill Clinton the credit, but this was set up by what the Republicans had done previously. It was just that George Bush shot himself in the foot that gave way to Bill Clinton. And Bill Clinton and the Democrats were happy to take credit for it, but this was a setup by the Republican Party. And conversely, when you had the opposite take place with the government problems, the economic problems we were having from George Bush to Barack Obama, then we heard Barack Obama complaining constantly that look at what the Republicans gave me, and he whined about it for 8 years. And was happy to put that blame on it. But now, when you have a clear delineation between his administration and Donald Trump, and the difference that you have between the two is you've got a president who's looking out for the people, who is increasing jobs, taking out regulations, doing all these things. I mean, coal is back in line again, which the Obama administration and Hillary Clinton were going out of their way to decimate, all the money that they were spending in, renewable energy that we were just, paying an astronomical amount of money with no return on. Donald Trump starts making sense of, but somehow Barack Obama wants credit for that.
Well, he was the narcissist in chief, and he remains the narcissist out of office. There's not much difference in Barack Obama from when he was president to now, believing that he is the best thing that has ever graced the executive branch. The Democrats believe that they can control the economy through government, meaning that government will create prosperity. Well, never in the history has that happened.
I was going to say, that's ever happened?
Right.
But that's their story, and they're going to stick to it, right?
Right. When government gets out of the way and when you allow the free market to work its magic, by reducing the amount of regulation, as Donald Trump has done, by renegotiating trade deals, reducing taxes, corporate taxes and individual taxes, people spend their money and corporations spend their money better than the government can. And Ronald Reagan actually said that you can't be for big government and be for the little guy. And Donald Trump understands who the little guy is. Why? Because he actually ran a business. Mm-hmm. He actually has signed paychecks. He actually knows how to build something. Yes, Donald Trump built that, not the government. Remember, Barack Obama was saying, you didn't build that.
Right.
Yeah, Americans build things. We've always built things. We are one of the most entrepreneurial, most ingenious people that have ever walked the face of the earth. We have given more to humanity through our inventions and our hard work and sweat and blood and tears and our inventions than any other community on this earth. And it wasn't the government that saved humanity. It's the people that saves humanity. This is something that the Democrats will never understand, because the bigger the government, the happier the Democrat, and who cares who gets left behind. And the Democrats got left behind in this last election because they ignored the working men and women in this last election.
Well, I've maintained, Megan, and you've heard me say this before, that don't be surprised. Because, all the traditions are that the ruling party loses seats, because that's what tradition says. Well, tradition said that Donald Trump would never get elected. They put the thumb on the scale against Donald Trump then. I believe the mainstream media is doing that again. It doesn't make sense, and this is what Donald Trump has been saying. How does it make sense? Why do you fire someone who's doing such a great job? I mean, in less than 600 days, look what he's done in turning around this economy. Unemployment, all-time lows in just about every sector. He went to Black America, says, look, give me a shot. What do you got to lose? And look what's happening with them, Hispanics. All across the board, wages are increasing. You talk about the enthusiasm level. It's been a long time since we've seen happy, productive Americans. And I can't imagine that they would want to go back and trust the Democrats once again.
Right. I think he's got this locked. And I think that the midterms are going to be an anomaly whereby we are going to see a red wave as long as people show up and vote. Because those people who are making money, who are working now, who are taking home extra pay, if we look at Pew Research, people always vote with their pocketbook, and they vote for a leader who they can trust. And that would be Donald Trump and the Republican Party.
Exactly. National spokesperson for MediaEqualizer.com, Megan Barth on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Megan.
Thank you, Bill.
What A day for tennis. You ready to play?
Ugh.
Is everything all right?
This side is pressure.
Allegra D knows that allergy congestion can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
Go ahead and practice without me.
Allegra D helps you break through congestion fast. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Whoa, nice volley.
How about another set?
Only if you go easy on me.
Get Allegra D and get back to the moment. Starts working in 1 hour. Available at the pharmacy counter.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on Hurricane Florence as it heads towards the east coast of the United States.
Florence is strengthening this morning. The maximum winds are up to 105 miles per hour.
But the bottom line, according to Eric Blake at the National Hurricane Center, is...
Interest in the southeastern and mid-Atlantic states should closely monitor the progress of Florence.
Governors in Virginia, North Carolina, and South Carolina have already declared states of emergency. It's expected to hit the East Coast sometime late Thursday. Longtime CBS CEO Les Moonves says he's, quote, deeply saddened to have to be leaving the company after a growing number of sexual misconduct accusations against him. A dozen women have now accused him of misconduct, including six whose claims just went public over the weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. New research from Bank of America finds women entrepreneurs are leading the charge in the transition to digital. Driving adoption of mobile devices to process payments and managing transactions at higher rates than men. Sharon Miller, head of small business at Bank of America, discusses findings from the 2018 Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight.
Over the next 5 years, half of all entrepreneurs anticipate a complete transition to digital payments. Women are at the forefront of this shift by using their mobile tools to grow their business. This is one of the key findings that show women entrepreneurs are optimistic about the year ahead.
In the year ahead, 58% of women entrepreneurs expect their revenue to increase, up 14% from 2017. Several key growth indicators, such as hiring and economic optimism, are also on the rise. For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right?
We're back with the America 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, we're going to join my good buddy Jeff Cruer live on both of our shows. It is an unusual simulcast, but we do this from time to time. Always good to be joining Jeff. Of course, his award-winning program, Ringside Politics, airs locally in New Orleans at 7:30 p.m. Fridays and at 10 p.m. on Sundays on a PBS affiliate. He's also live every day there in New Orleans. He is the Cajun Crusher, and we join his show now. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning to you. The Dems, mainstream media, throwing everything but the kitchen sink, or maybe even the kitchen sink, as we get closer to these midterm elections. I know conservatives have been, you know, a bit bombarded after the Kavanaugh hearings, but it's like, look at, you know, politics is not for the faint of heart, and we're fighting for the very soul of our country, and this is what's on full display, whether it's Cory Booker in his Spartacus moment or the New York Times anonymous op-ed. I mean, it is totally insane, is it not?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, Bill, unprecedented. I've been observing politics for decades and never seen anything like it. There is a determined effort to bring down this president. We've got the deep state, the media, the Democrats, and some of these Republicans even working together to do it. I think Donald Trump's holding up amazingly well considering it. I mean, look at the McCain funeral. They used that as a just sort of way to attack President Trump. And then, as you say, the Kavanaugh hearings were unhinged and Bob Woodward's book and his anonymous sources, and then, of course, the New York Times editorial is crazy.
Yeah, it's and that's just the way it is. And, of course, you know, my thought is, after all that we've gone through, and, of course, it's not over yet regarding the Kavanaugh confirmation process, what is it going to be like for the next justice to confirm them?
You know, it's going to be even worse because they just keep getting worse, their behavior. I mean, it was bad for Gorsuch. This is a whole other level, and the next one will be... I mean, I can't even imagine how crazy they'll be. But look at what they did to Republicans did with Democrat nominees. They treated them with respect. Sotomayor and Kagan got Republican votes. They were easily confirmed with over 63 votes. And this is just much different treatment that Democrats give Republican nominees.
Without a doubt. Well, because what's happened, Jeff, and people need to see this, is the Democrats have become black belts, 10-degree black belts, in utilizing the court to get their way. They don't want to do the hard work of going in and crossing the aisle, convincing, you know, their fellow congressmen or senators that this is a good policy idea and this is something they need to support. They just figure, hey, we're going to short-circuit it. We'll go to courts. We'll get... you know, district courts that are sympathetic with our cause, and they have empowered the judiciary in such a way to go around our legislative branch of government.
Well, and so negate elections.
Exactly, exactly.
Negate the voice and the will of the people, which is what they're trying to do with Donald Trump, which is so infuriating.
Well, and it cracks me up exactly to your point here, Jeff, what you pointed out. Negate elections and nullify votes, but yet the Democrats are the ones that do not want voter ID. Why? Because they say every vote counts. Really? I mean, I just came back to Florida from California, and it wasn't that many years ago that one activist judge, Jeff, nullified 8 million votes in California. And you know what Californians did? They, you know, like shrugged. It was like, no big deal.
Right.
And I am like, I go, you got to be kidding me. Even then I'm going, wait a minute. Do you not know what just happened? 8 million of your votes just got evaporated by one activist judge who, oh yeah, happened to be, he was homosexual, and it was the definition of marriage law that California rallied behind and said, no, we want to define marriage as between a man and a woman. And this activist judge says, no, I don't think so.
Well, I'm sure the media out in California supported the actions of the judge.
Well, of course.
And that amplified the view that somehow if you're opposed to that, you're homophobic. And it's just it's a toxic combination when you put these leftist entities together. And it really is hard to overcome. And I think we're trying to do it here for the first time in a long time. And they're literally throwing everything in our way here. But I think we have to keep persevering, Bill.
Without a doubt, and that's the thing, that you need to be confident in those things that you believe in. If you don't, you are going to be tossed around with every wave and be confused by what the mainstream media and what these other people are saying. You know, we have maintained that, you know, people don't like their cheese being moved. And the Beltway was very happy with Barack Obama, the way things were rolling, the trajectory of Hillary Clinton being, you know, the first female president, all this stuff that they saw as positive in their realm. And the people woke up and said, this is insane. You know, this is not the way it's supposed to work. And look what happened. They elected somebody that they laughed at and said, hey, there's no way this guy's going to get elected president. And what is he guilty of? He's guilty of turning the economy around. And now you've got, you know, the former president, you know, coming in stage left saying, hey, that's my economy. Really? That's your, you could only wish that you could look at a fraction of this economy.
Yeah, he was horrible for the economy, and of course he was the first president never to have 1 year which averaged 3% economic growth. He, of course, saw an economy where many more people had to go on food stamps. We had historic lows in home ownership. I mean, it was a very anemic recovery, so he was someone who believed in government. This president, I think, believes in the private sector. And the cutting of taxes and regulations, I think, have been so good for the economy. Even over the weekend, Bill, the Washington Post and the New York Times had to admit the economy is really doing well and blue-collar jobs are on
the
upswing.
Right. And it's also, for the first time in a long time, people, you know, good employees are upgrading now. They're getting more per hour. This is the opportunity that exists in America today under President Trump, not Barack Obama. You wrote your latest column. I want to address this very quickly. We only got about 3 minutes left here, Jeff. And that is President Trump's top 10 to-do list. Count it down.
Well, I'll tell you, it was something that was near and dear to my heart because I was very involved with the president's campaign, worked hard for him, tried to get out there and get the state of Louisiana for him, and we did, and we were successful. So I feel invested in him.
Right.
And I really am just appalled by the attacks against him. So my top 10 list, one, to declassify all of this information the Justice Department is withholding. Two, to get rid of these deep state operatives within his administration, put lie detector tests to weed out the leakers. Three, stand firm on the border wall. Four, stop giving Reuters and Bloomberg and all these liberal media outlets interviews because you shouldn't be rewarding them. Instead, reward conservative media outlets like my show and, of course, your program and many other good ones. And these White House press conferences, which I think are charade.
Yes.
Keep tweeting because he needs to get his message out there because the media is not doing it. More rallies across the nation because that motivates the base. Do not interview with the special counsel because that's a perjury trap.
Right.
And reward loyal supporters. Stop giving jobs to never Trumpers and establishment Republicans because those are the ones, I think, really that are trying to thwart his agenda.
Yeah, without a doubt. And as you say, you know, and I'm surprised to a degree, Jeff, that he's still having to deal with, you know, people, some Obama holdovers that are still in his administration that have no business being there. You know, they need to be vacated post-haste.
I know. I mean, it really is infuriating. I mean, you look at these people in the Justice Department, Bruce Orr. Bill, what in the world does that guy still have a job for? I mean, it's frustrating. It really is.
So, and all these people that have security clearances, Jeff, why are they maintaining clearances? You know, and especially when they decide to, you know, turn, you know, political pundit. I mean, at that point, if you decide to, you're going to become a political pundit and not really honor your position and certainly the vow that you took to defend this Constitution and defend this republic, then, you know, to me, bets are off.
Those should be revoked. All of those security clearances of everyone from the Obama administration should be revoked, Bill.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, good column. Great points that you make here, Jeff. Where can they go to be in touch with you?
Well, easy way is my website, jeffcruer.com. Info about my columns and YouTube channel and book and all that other good stuff. And hope people can check it out.
Is the individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers.us veterans tip of the day. The economy is growing with second quarter GDP at 4.1%. Employers tell us they have over 6.7 million job openings. They need to fill those jobs so their companies can grow. Companies are actively looking for people to fill those unfilled jobs. And one of those better paying jobs may be out there for you if you're qualified. If you're a post-9/11 veteran, you may be eligible for the new GI Bill. If you get a better education, you can get a better job. Make yourself independent and make yourself more valuable by getting a higher paying job. Are you a veteran looking for a better job?
go to the VA.gov website and search the Yellow Ribbon Program. You may be smarter than you think. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us Veterans Tip of the Day.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh and independent. I'm Bill Martinez, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. You know, it's easy to get caught up in a lot of the conversation and the vitriol that's happening in our culture right now. It seems that there's been so much to divide us. And, you know, maybe this is just part of the process that we have to go through. You know, I tell my kids all the time that it is experience that defines preference. And, you know, the question is, you know, how do you like America now with this contention that goes on, that accusations and, you know, everything going all in the name of politics? I mean, you know, sometimes you just want to go and, you know, take a shower and forget about it all. But let me tell you, there's lots of great stories, very inspiring stories that are happening every day across this country today. And if you don't look for them, if you're not running into them, if your target focus is this, you know, this vitriol, and, you know, I do this for a living, so, you know, I can appreciate it. And trust me, I have to find ways to exercise that out in such a way to kind of balance out what I'm thinking and what's going into my mind and how it influences my perspective, whether it has to do with, you know, my daily devotions and study of the Word of God or other inspirational stories that come along the way. And to this point, let me tell you about this new book that's just released. It's The Courage to Go Forward. Inspirational stories of the human spirit show the tremendous impact and power of micro communities. These are small groups of people helping each other overcome obstacles and achieve the unimaginable. Well, joining us to share their personal stories and talk more about the impact of micro communities are David Cordani. He is the book's co-author and president. president and CEO of Cigna, the global health service company, and Master Sergeant Cedric King, who served two tours in Afghanistan and is a double amputee, has completed 7 marathons today. Can you imagine? David and Cedric, God bless you both. Thank you so much for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having us. Hey, thanks so much, Bill.
Well, David, tell us about your book.
I had the great opportunity, first and foremost, to co-author the book with Dick Trom, who's the founder of Achilles International. Dick and I wanted to bring some stories to life, and we bring them to life through profiles and courage. So stories of individuals who set goals that many people would think are unattainable, and then they set off to achieve those goals. We then introduced this theme called micro-communities, the power of one or two individuals that come in partnership with that person pursuing the goal, create a deep personal bond, a shared commitment and conviction to achieving the goal, and then bring those stories to life around how those relationships enable the goal to be achieved. And then we wrap it all in a recipe so the reader could step back and see how to bring this to life, whether you want to be an individual setting a goal or you want to be an individual helping somebody pursue those goals.
Mm-hmm. Now, for the first time, a lot of people are hearing that term, micro-community. So break that down a little bit more for us, David, if you would, and explain how you've seen them come to life.
Sure, Bill. So the micro-community is a theme that we wanted to bring to life because we think all too often individuals who have nobility of intent or a desire to make a difference are waiting for a large organization or a large infrastructure to present the opportunity when the opportunity sometimes sits right in front of them. The opportunity is one or two people providing support to someone in terms of pursuing the goal. And, in fact, Cedric King's story is a story of an example of he set the goal. He dug deep in his heart. He set a goal that most people would deem to be unattainable, but through some support in terms of pursuit of that, the possibilities are endless.
Well, speaking of Cedric, Cedric, first of all, you know, for all that you have given to this country, you know, because of you, liberty continues to live, and we're indebted to you in such a profound way. And I'm sure when people thank you for your service, I hope that you can hear our hearts when we do that. Being a former Marine myself, I got to tell you, I'm proud of that, and it is especially gratifying for me when people come to me and say, hey, thank you for your service, because I accept that on behalf of everybody historically who has offered and put their lives on the line, you know, for liberty on behalf of our country.
You know, Bill, I really appreciate that. You said that you're a Marine, and normally I give Marines a hard time, but you know what? I think we all bleed green together.
Amen. Amen. Well, and I hope that my words, as inadequate as they are, that somehow you can hear my heart and the hearts of others, Cedric, that just appreciate you so much for what you've done. So tell us your story on how David helped encourage and help you.
Hey, Bill, I really appreciate it. I think a few years ago, I was in Afghanistan. I was a platoon sergeant in Afghanistan at the time. And we were just on a routine mission. And the mission took a turn for the worse when I stepped on about 30 pounds of explosives. Tore both my legs off. I was, by the grace of God, I was able to be alive, make it to the hospital in Afghanistan, and the hospital in Germany, and then the hospital in Maryland. And I woke up out of a coma only to find that both my legs were gone. And I'll tell you, that's probably when it got difficult, but it got even more difficult when I set goals, and in the beginning, I was not achieving them. Mm-hmm. I wanted to walk, and I wanted to run. I wanted to learn how to swim. I wanted to continue to be a dad and a husband. And the toughest thing about it is it wasn't happening as fast as I thought it was going to happen. And I think that you think that that's defeat, but it's not defeat. You cannot be defeated by the setbacks. Mm-hmm. I would try and walk, and I would fall down. I would try and run, and I would trip up, and I would have these small setbacks. Well, I set a goal to run a marathon, which is so far and above what I could do at the time. Mm-hmm. But trying to hit that target, along comes Cigna, along comes Achilles, and more importantly, along comes David Cordani. Mm-hmm. And
with this trying to do something far above my own abilities, I think it's just a way that you see that life comes along and says, hey, if you want to do this, then I'll send you some help. And that is exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been the greatest gift that I could have been given. Some people say, well, how could you say that getting your legs ripped off was a gift?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it has become a gift.
Yeah.
Because it forced me to become a better me. It forced me to learn and meet people like Dave and the Achilles organization and Cigna.
Mm-hmm.
It created this partnership. That's the gift that it became.
Yeah. Well, and the gift keeps giving, you know, ironically, where some people would think, this is a terrible thing, you know, to happen, but that you've chosen the road, the exceptional road, a unique road that a lot of people are not blessed to take, Cedric, and that is to take this adversity and allow it to be made for good, for all that you had to experience. How did your family, talk about them and how your family came alongside as well, because there's a lot of pieces to this, you know, when you are, you're recovering and you're ambitious and you want to find some normalcy in the midst of abnormalcy. And I imagine your family, you know, what they had to endure was another story in and of itself.
That's right. I tell you what, Bill, before I met Dave, the greatest gift in my life had been my family, and the greatest gift in my life, my family. They came along, and my wife basically said this: I still need you to be a husband. I still need you to be a dad. And when people are counting on you to be the same dude that you were before, in spite of what happened,
right?
Hey, you gotta play ball, man. You gotta put your jersey on. You gotta keep fighting, and that's what I did. And luckily, because of my family, I am here today. Because of my, you know, my faith in God, I'm here today.
Right.
Because of partnerships with Dave and Cigna, I'm here today.
That's wisdom, Cedric. What your wife shared with you, that is so profound. And what she said to you to help you heal, to say, look at, the deal is still on between us. And that is that you and I are still one. We're still married. And these kids are counting on you. So you gotta soldier up. And we're going to look at what's in the future, and our target focus is going to be the future of our family, not what you've gone through, even though with all compassion. I mean, that is absolute wisdom, what she shared with you.
Yeah, I was so fortunate to have her put it in those terms. You're still a dad. You're still a husband. You don't get a day off for that.
David, let's bring you in here, to come alongside Cedric and so many others. This has been your heart and the support team of Achilles and Cigna, and that, what a blessing. How can others get involved and be a part of the good stories that are continuing to be written, by you and the organization?
Bill, thanks. I think a good opportunity is to, if you want to learn a little bit more, go to CourageToGoForward.com. Take a good hard look at the book. There's some really powerful stories in there through the profiles in Courage that'll enable anybody to step back and reflect a little bit around goal setting, as well as the opportunity to support individuals who want to pursue those goals. And know that if you support the book, you'll take something away personally, but you'll also provide resources, because 100% of the proceeds go to benefit Achilles International to help us to continue to expand these great programs.
Well, David Cordani, CEO of Cigna, co-author of the book, The Courage to Go Forward, Inspiring Stories of the Human Spirit. David and Cedric King, thank you so much. God bless, Cedric. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
I'm David Hall.